Ireland needs to do more to reach its climate targets. And to do this, we need to rethink how we live and move away from fossil fuels. Well, that's the message from the Climate Change Advisory Council this morning. Chair of the Council, Marie Donnelly, is with us now. Marie, you publish your annual cross-sectoral review for 2025 today. How far away are we from our climate targets?
So the end of this year is the end of the first carbon budgets period. Our target was to reduce emissions to 295 million tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent. We're going to overshoot by about 10. 10 doesn't sound like a big number, but when you put the 10 million tonnes with it, you can see that we're actually missing our targets.
Are we facing fines?
By 2030, yes, we will certainly be facing fines. But I think one has to be a little bit positive. We have made some progress. We can make more. Our target message today is we have got to stop subsidising fossil fuels.
But you still say you're deeply disappointed by Ireland's poor record on transposing EU climate directives into national law. What do you mean? What needs to happen?
Well, the first thing is we should do it on time. So, for example, there is a series of legislation that the Irish are in arrears with, and ultimately that comes with fines. But it means that we don't have certainty neither for people nor for the industry in Ireland as to when things will happen.
For punters out there, what does this mean? How do we redesign the way we live?
Well, one of the first things we do, and we were talking about housing this morning, is that we bring forward the new building regulations where solar panels would be on every new house. Why retrofit them? Why not put them on from the outset? That's one of the first areas. The second area is in terms of transport, that we make transport timely. We need to be able to determine it's going to take me 30 minutes to get to work, and we need to make the road space available for a bus with 40 people over a car with one.
You mentioned, you know, making changes to our energy and where we get it from. But, you know, people will be listening to this thinking about the expense of doing that. There are grants in place and there are savings to be made. But, you know, you got to make money to save money. So for someone maybe facing putting panels on their house or potentially getting an electric car, are more incentives needed?
We definitely need more incentives. It's a capital cost for people, and this is where the government can make a difference, because once you can get the capital cost in place, the operational cost is much cheaper. You can save, for example, 600 euros a year on your commuting costs with an electric car. Your solar panels can drop your electricity bill by about 25%.
So you're talking about bundling all of these together. How would that work?
It's a question of joined up government thinking, departments working together. If you're going to target a location, a house, a farm, as the case may be, bring all the incentives together, make it a package so that it happens at one time for the benefit of the consumer.
So you need to make it attractive to the consumer to make it real to impact climate change.
Absolutely. It's all about affordable energy so that people can have a healthy living at an affordable price. They can afford to heat their homes. They can afford to travel at a cost that they can afford. It's about bringing that and making it available for people.
Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Marie Donnelly, thanks for joining us here this morning. It's now 8:58.